now it's time to actually talk about the nominees for the Innovation Award of JS classes. JS, or
PHP. Which one first?
JS class. First, we talk always of JS classes because it's the we just want to open more space for JS classes to be promoted, since it is a much less popular site than PHP classes. So, Artus, which ones would you like to comment? From August, they were like, wow, 8 nominees, many nominees.
Let me try to share the screen, if Google allows it.
Yeah, we have to beg. Please, Google, please, Mr. Google, let me share the screen.
Something like that. So, I don't know, do you see anything?
Okay.
The first one I wanted to mention is an interesting name.
If you can zoom it.
Okay, let me try to zoom it. Better? More?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, it's an interesting name. It's a jQuery FSM. Animate page elements using finite state machines. It's actually not so complex as it sounds, because, well, usually when you have an animation, so you like define a movie clip probably or some timeline of the images, and there are different animations like running, jumping, and so you are just looping in one animation then jump to another, and this one implements it in easier way to probably there should be an example, to define states and from which state animation can travel to the next state. So, yeah, it's interesting solution. And it's what it does, it implements the themes that it's mostly jQuery animations, like fading and then slide down and stuff like that. And this class was developed by Emmanuel Podwin from France. And he chose one book of choice by Pact for that. Yeah, so it was also a winner. Great. So, yeah, so that's one of the ones I liked. The other one that you would call probably somehow this in PHP podcast, it was a bad thing, right? Node.js or something.
Yeah. It's not the podcast. It's the scope.
Okay. this class implements Node.js background jobs that allows running background jobs using Node.js models. And it was developed by Thomas Björk from Sweden. I don't know if he got something from... No, he did not request any prize. Yeah, but basically what it does, it generates a process on Node.js server, and you can connect to it through UDP or TCP and like execute and retrieve information from that. So it's like a parallel process to start as it's parallel your server. So others I wanted to comment on are, let's start with JavaScript Zodiac Sign. This is a simple class that you give your birth date, and it extends native JavaScript date objects to provide methods to retrieve also the zodiac sign. I don't know, let me select this, see this specific example. Yeah, so basically it extends the object and provides the get sign, so you can get the zodiac sign in which you are born. Really simple object, but there was nothing like that before, so yes, and author was Pierre Fauque. I don't know, is it right?
Fauque.
How do you know?
I think that from my French lessons.
Oh, you had a French lesson. Okay. So yeah, he's
many years ago, but.
So he's from France, and he got Aurelie book. It seems books are really popular. Pact book and Aurelie book.
Yeah, books and IDs. Editors,
right, yeah. So, and the last I wanted to comment was a package from David Castillo from Mexico, and he developed Google Maps Big Road Optimizer. so you can get an optimized route between different locations. It's actually much better if users would use the demo tab to show their own package implementations. It would be easier. But yeah, okay. As you see, that you could define.
Yes, I think it, since it's a new feature, not every user got used to it. But at least for authors, as you may know, you get a big sign: insert your demo here.
Yeah.
But okay, whoever is listening, please send demos. It's much easier to show your packages.
So from the route points, you can optimize them. You can get them optimized much by route, by distance, by time, or by speed. So probably there is also some speed information in the Google Maps available, and it can output the results. Yeah, and David Castillo also did not request the price. Why?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just to comment that some authors are mailed, and I send another mail. Please pick your prize, because once you because you are entitled to a prize, and if you, even some authors do not want prizes because they are already having great fun without prizes. So that's awesome, but. At least tell me that you don't want a prize, so I can skip to the next author to, so they can pick their prize. So if you and I only wait 1 week because I cannot wait forever, and the other authors in the ranking are waiting to get their prizes. But if for some reason you did not been requested to ask for a prize, please, you can do it later as long as the prizes are still available, which happened. There was one author at JS class recently that said, oh, I was on vacation and could not reply. Okay, but he was still in time to pick his prize, but he could not pick one prize that was already taken. That's the only problem when you take too much time to pick your price. So now on my turn, on my behalf, I'd like to also talk about a few classes. Let's start from this one. The first one that I want to comment is also from Thomas Bjork, a great contributor. He has been sending some very nice objects. I don't know if you can. I think we can't call them classes yet. Only ECMAScript 6. But so for now, this is an object that happens to be a jQuery plugin that can load an image and use it as a favorite icon for a page. And this is interesting because you can do many things, many interesting things. I don't know if it is this page. No, it's not this object. But well, I'm not sure where I see. No, actually, it's this object. It can load multiple images to create five icon animations. Mm-hmm. So it can create a nice effect. You can see on your. Well, I cannot see it here because there is no example, but I mean no demo, but actually no demo and no example, but it would be interesting to show the animation happening in the bar. So another package that I wanted to comment is one that is complementary to the other one that you mentioned from David Castillo. So he sent two packages. You mentioned one, I'm mentioning the other. It uses the Google Maps API to get the distance metrics to many locations, because I think, yes, that's right. There is a limit of 25 locations that you can request for API. API call. So he implemented a workaround that lets you get the distance metrics from many more locations, and this is great because you can compute routes that involve much more locations than this limit. So kudos to David Castillo for his package. So other than that, I also want to comment about another couple of classes. One is this JavaScript sorters URL shortener, which is basically a client to call an API to shorten a URL. And this API is from Jacob Kroll from Poland. And it's quite similar, but since it was the first to implement a shortening URL object, it was nominated. And finally, there was one last one that I want to comment, in this case, one from John Diaz from Colombia, which is a jQuery plugin that can show a gallery of images, but they are loaded dynamically via AJAX. So instead of preloading all the images like many galleries do, it uses AJAX requests, so you don't overload your browser loading many images at once, especially images that can be large, can take too much memory. So this is it for the JavaScript Innovation Award. Now we are going to comment back to the Innovation Award of PHP. And well, this is great because there are like 13 nominations. Well, it was not the record, but it was close. I think there is a month that was 14. It's a lot of innovative packages, and this is great. I think this is mainly motivated to the Innovation Award rankings. And talking about that, I was almost forgetting to talk about the Innovation Award of JavaScript. So let me go back a little bit. Now, regarding the Innovation Award of ranking of 2014, so far we have Thomas Bjork, or that we mentioned, is ahead with four packages in 15 points. Then followed David Castillo, we just talked about him, with two packages in 13 points. Pierre Fouque, with two packages in 10 points. Then Andritz Marmalejo is tied with also two packages in 10 points. And then Emmanuel Podvan with one package in 8 points. Jimmy Bo with three packages in 7 points. And then several authors with one package in 5 points. So despite the JavaScript Innovation Award is not as as not as many authors competing, it still is getting also very exciting, as you may see. Now, by country, you can see that France is ahead, thanks not only to contributions by Pierre Fouque, but there are others like Emmanuel Podvan that are contributing to have four packages and 19 points in so far be ahead. And it is followed by Sweden with four packages and 15 points, all of them from Thomas Bjork. And then Mexico with two packages and 13 points from David Castillo. And then Spain with three packages and 12 points, several authors. And then Italy with three packages and 8 points, Canada with three packages and 7 points, India with two packages and 6 points, and then several other countries with only one package and less points. So now we are going back to the Innovation Award of the PHP classes. Arthurs, which ones packages would you like to comment?
Let me share the screen. Yeah. Yes, so the first package I would like to comment is quite an interesting one, which converts MySQL database to Mongo collections in Mongo database. It's an interesting class because it's not so easy to do job.
Can I show back the package page?
Yeah, sure. Let me find it where it was. Yeah. So it's package called PHP MySQL to Mongo, and it was developed by Orazio Principe. Sorry, I'm bad at reading other names. He's from Italy. So as I said, it's really not maybe so trivial. I don't know how well he does it, but the scheme, underlying scheme, is usually quite different. And he says he not only converts the database, but also recreates the records that you inserted and indexes. So it's quite great for the websites that want to transfer from SQL to NoSQL databases due to maybe, I don't know, too much load on the server and for faster read and writes. So yeah, this one is great, and he got PHP Storm IDE license and was the winner of the Innovation Award, so kudos to him. And the next one I wanted to comment is also not a trivial task. It's a PHP zip merge by Asbjorn Grand from Denmark. And what it class does, it takes two zip archives together and without archiving them, merges them. And it can be quite a complex task. And as you see from the code, he made it as simple as append zip. And so kudos to him too. He got one of Zen Studio for that package. Another package I wanted to comment on, the Pure PHP Text Renderer by Abius Ek, interesting name from Iran, and which also has a demo. It's great. So this package basically does is there's the text. Oh, yeah, I already used it, tried it. Let me refresh it. So it converts the text to an image using the GD library. There we can something.
Yeah.
Try the same.
This one has a demo, that's why you can quickly show it without leaving the site. And despite it is hosted in another site.
So yeah, it's an image. So. That's the BU6 submit to country Geo IP, basically IP. Next one is Dukoi.com translation save, which is a package that provides a translation interface to translate text for framework applications. So there's probably something integrated in Zipney that helps. And this class was developed by Patrick J. Lasso from States. He got one downloadable ebook by O'Reilly. Next one I wanted to comment was Input Stream Handler. So what it does, it transfers the data to the post or regular file uploads. This class was developed by Jason Gerfen from United States. So we can see a quick example here. Basically, you require a stream, you start a stream, and then you get the processed data. It converts it to file, so if file was sent through put, you can process it as it was sent by post. So very handy. And Jason got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for it. And one is a P code formatter, which refers to P code developed by Alex Krash from Russian Federation. And fortunately, no examples, no demos. We could try to see if there is a test. Yes, so the one original file and then check the expected file. So basically, what it does, it reformats the code. I don't know. It seems quite formal. Ah, okay, we can see here some discrepancies and now everything is more aligned. It's also
Well, actually, that package has one detail, is that it has a part done in PHP, and then I think that's the one that has a part that an alternative version of the code that is implemented as a C extension. So for those that need additional performance, that can install the extension and do the same as the PHP code.
Oh yeah, that's great. He got the one book of choice by pact for this package.
Okay, well,
that's it.
Yeah. Well, on my behalf, I also would like to comment a few packages. Okay, starting from this one, PHP Altcoin Bitcoin Explorer, which is basically a class that can access a Bitcoin server. I'm not sure if this is the accurate name.
Probably.
To call it. Or maybe a peer, Bitcoin peer, to get to perform several operations to manipulate a Bitcoin currency. So this is an interesting package. It's called PHP Altcoin Bitcoin Explorer, and is by Lukas Mestan from Slovak Republic. And for that, he did not yet pick a prize, but it's never ever too late. Okay, the next one that I wanted to comment is PHP File Array from Toby Tops from Nigeria. This basically is a class that implements the array access interface. So it, you can access elements in this array, except that the actual values are stored in files. So this is an interesting solution to implement virtual arrays that are stored in files. And this is a great package too. Other than that, there are several other packages that I'd like to mention, starting from this one named PHP Pingdom. Despite the name Pingdom, this is not a package to access the API of the Pingdom server, I mean web service. It's a package that sends HTTP and ping requests to a certain server and checks if it is responding correctly. So you can sort of emulate the service of Pingdom without using the service, the web service of Pingdom. And this is an interesting package developed by Pejman Ghassemi from Iran. And the next one that I wanted to comment is this one named Render Table by Martin Barker from the United Kingdom, and he actually sent a class that allows to emulate a sort of tables, but using just a list items. It implements a certain tricks with CSS to assure that the columns can be aligned, and you can even hide columns. So this is an interesting package that allows you to implement tableless interfaces, implement tables with a tableless HTML in your page. The next one that I'd like to comment, we had so many packages that let me open all of them at once. The next one is this one, PHP XML Database Manager from Carlos Carvalho from Brazil.
implemented packages that did not seem innovative at first time, but it allows it to implement to import XML files into an XML database. So it implements an XML database that has a structure of tables, records, primary keys, and so on, just like you have a relational database. And then it imports the XML documents into it. So you can manipulate it. I think it's like with similar queries, not exactly the SQL, but something that allows to query those database tables. The next one that I like to comment is one called PHP sweepstakes from Kiwoang that has been sending many innovative packages every month. He sends yet another innovative package, which is great. It is a class that allows to calculate the days of events that are repeat periodically. So there are actually classes that did this, but it is something extra that the other package did not do, which is to consider holidays. So if you have a periodic event that spans over a holiday, it this class is able to skip it. So it is very interesting. Here it says that Kihuan is from France, but I don't think probably from China or something. And previously he was in Germany, and this month he changed his country. And it also made the Innovation Award rankings by country change in favor of France. The last month it happened also with another author. So I am considering having an option to let authors tell which countries they represent regardless of the countries they live currently, because I asked them why they changed their countries. And they said, oh, well, we actually moved to those countries because we got better job opportunities. But I think they originally wanted to represent their country of birth. So I'm planning to implement that option. Let's see if I can implement it until December so it can already count. And but I'll be in contact with these authors. Anyway, moving on, I think this is the last package of the whole 13 that were nominated this month, which is the simple PHP SSAS XMLA request. This is tricky because I had to study what are these SSAS XMLA requests. And it turns out it is a product from Microsoft, which is the SQL Server Analysis Service. I think it can process reports and manipulate data and cubes and so on. So it's a thing very, very specific of that product. And for that, Gutierre Marques Neto from Brazil was nominated for the Innovation Award. So kudos to him for his contribution. And with this, we nominate. I think we mentioned all of them, right?
It seems so. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. So I'm not forget anything. So now let's comment finally about the Innovation Award winners of 2014. First by author individually. So Kiwan, now representing France, is ahead with 7 packages and 38 points. He's in pretty good shape to win the Innovation Award until the end of the year, but there are still chances for others to win. And he's followed by Horacio Prince with 3 packages and 24 points, and with Jordan Marmalejo from Spain with 3 packages and 16 points, Rashak Chauhan from India with 2 packages and 14 points, then Ashbourne Grant with 2 packages with 12 points, and then several other authors with just 1 package. By country,
we can see now that the United States is in front with 6 packages and 46 points, but it is tied with Italy. So this by country, the competition is very tight. Italy has 7 packages in 46 points. And then it is followed by Iran with 5 packages in 43 points, France with 9 packages in 41 points, Brazil with 6 packages in 29 points, Spain with 27 points and 6 packages, Russia with 3 packages in 23 points, India with 3 packages in 16 points, United Kingdom with 2 packages in 14 points, Denmark with 2 packages in 12 points. So the competition is by country is still to be decided, and this is very, very interesting to see many authors, not just one, like in some cases, but many authors are participating to win by country. Authors, have you been following this? What do you think about this very tight competition, at least by author?
Yeah, well, I think at least by author, no. I want to comment on country.
I mean by country, exactly.
So, as you see from the table, if, for example, Iran now submits one package that earns them more than 3 points, they would lead, and even if it earns them exactly 3 points, that would be tied between 3 countries. But I think the amount of packages also count, right? So with the country, there are same amounts than country with least packages wins, or how would it be?
Yeah, I guess a tie is a tie. It's by points.
Oh, okay. Then it's interesting.
I hope there is not a tie, because that means I'll have to send many, many elephants as prize to. Well, in the worst case, they have to wait for the next batch of elephants to be produced.
I think there could be maximum of 4 tie teams, but let's see how it happens.
Yeah, well, chances are that in the end somebody prevails, because there are 4 countries with more than 40 points, and chances are that things will get a bit unbalanced to one country or the other, because there are countries that have been sending many more packages after that. Well, if you look at the current nominees, for instance, from October, and we still have November and December, we still have 3 months to count. We have one from Iran, another for Germany, another from Argentina, another from Ukraine, Serbia, Italy, France, another from Germany, another from France. Well, France and Germany have great chances to stand out, because they have more competitors this month, but there is also a competitor from Italy, and this is going to be a very tight competition. And this, all this is great, because many, many innovative packages are being sent to the site, and everybody is winning, participating. Not only is the value, the interest of the innovative packages, but developers are having fun, I think. What do you think? Are they having fun or not?
Yeah, it seems so, and we have more and more packages to comment each month.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a lot more trouble, effort to comment them, but personally I don't mind, it just takes more time, and I hope we did not lose people watching to this hangout.